89.1 WEMU, this is your community NPR station. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside Russ Collins. Got in late last night from Park City, Utah, where the Sundance Film Festival is taking place. And, yeah, got up bright and bushy-tailed to come in and talk with us this morning. Russ Collins, how you doing? How you feeling?
All right. A little tired from being away for
imagine.
A couple weeks.
But time difference as well.
Yeah, 2-hour time difference. So we're going to start. We've had such a full slate of things coming up this week that I thought we'd start off with the things opening at the multiplex.
Right.
The rhythm section, which is a Blake Lively film, who stars Blake Lively as a ordinary woman on a path of self-destruction. Her family was tragically killed in a plane crash, and she discovers there's some dark things behind that in terms of conspiracy kinds of stuff, so she hunts that down. The film also stars Jude Law and Sterling K. Brown.
Kind of a difficult time to release a movie involving a plane crash, given the Kobe Bryant incident. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays itself out.
And then Gretel and Hansel is based on the German folktale, Hansel and Gretel, by the Grimm brothers. And it takes a place a long time ago in a distant fairyland country where a young girl and her brother go into a dark woods in a desperate search for food and only to stumble on the nexus of a terrifying evil.
There must have been some sort of narrative sense as to why to change it from Hansel and Gretel to Gretel and Hansel. Interesting to kind of find that out.
I think it's just a little twist that isn't too unfamiliar, but a little bit different, so maybe you remember.
Yeah, okay. Very good.
We'll see how that plays out.
Now, every time that you go out to the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah, and hold your Art House Convergence Conference, you also watch a whole bunch of movies, and you and the staff bring back at least one to show to us here in the Washtenaw County area.
Yes, well, we're very, very lucky because there's two films that we're looking to bring back. Now, these aren't absolutely confirmed. Now, we know that we're doing a direct from Sundance program on February 26th. The film it looks like we're going to do, we've got to confirm it absolutely, is The Last Shift, which is directed by Andrew Cohen, a graduate of Pioneer High School.
Is that right?
A graduate of Eastern Michigan University. He's been out on the West Coast and in New York writing screenplays, doing documentary films, having a very successful career.
Obviously.
And he's put together a fiction film, a narrative film, that stars Richard Jenkins. And Jenkins is known for 6 Feet Under, and he got an Academy Award nomination for The Visitor, and he was in The Shape of Water. The creature in Shape of Water lived in his apartment. He's a very, very well-known, excellent character actor.
Indeed he is. Now, I didn't know the name, but soon as I looked him up and the face popped up, yeah, I know him from everything.
Absolutely. Right? Well, he plays a guy who grew up in Albion, Michigan. The film is set in Albion, Michigan. For 38 years, he's worked in a chicken and fish store, a local or regional kind of chain fast food place. And he's a guy who just never achieved much, but he was pretty dedicated to this job. And
I can relate.
And a young man named Yvonne comes to work there. And his job is to train Yvonne. And Yvonne is a very bright kid who's a writer, but he's just got some blocks in his life that's keeping him from being successful. But he's a lot smarter than the Richard Jenkins character. The two of them start to have a relationship, but some very, very interesting things play out. One of them, Javon, is a African-American kid, and he brings up to a Richard Jenkins character the kind of white privilege that exists in society. And, of course, Richard Jenkins isn't really the kind of person that, in a sense, you would think of that had benefited from white privilege.
Right.
But, indeed, he had, and the way that it plays out is really interesting.
Wow, really tight.
But it's got humor to it. It's very well crafted. by an Ann Arbor person who worked with Davy Rothbart quite a bit on Found magazine. They were classmates in school. The last shift, I enjoyed it very, very much. We're so proud to bring it. We still have to dot all the I's and cross all the T's. It also stars Ed O'Neill.
From Married with Children.
And it's just, it's really a nice, nice film. Very exciting to bring it, The Last Shift, which we expect to do that on the 26th.
Well, that'd be great.
I'm
definitely interested.
Yeah, we also saw a film that was made in Detroit. It's called Dinner in America, and it's about a punk rock musician who... At the beginning, you don't really know that he's a punk rock musician, but he becomes pretty clear pretty quickly. But he's just an obnoxious guy. Very, very obnoxious. Not stupid, but very obnoxious. And he has a big fan. And he runs quite by accident into this young woman who's a big fan of his. And she's getting picked on by people in her class and that on the bus back and forth. Their paths just cross. And they end up hanging out together. And you find both of them find out later that she's a big fan of his, but he just becomes her protectorate for a while without them knowing that, you know, they have this this musician fan kind of relationship. So it's kind of, in a very odd way, a punk Shop Around the Corner, which is a Hollywood film where two people, you know, knew each other, but they didn't know each other, and then they met. And it's a lot of fun. It's kind of obnoxious through a lot of it, and not everyone's going to like the film. But if you like the films of Joel Patrakis, who's a Michigan filmmaker.
Napoleon Dynamite, right?
He did some other kinds of... There's elements of Repo Man, just in terms of kind of the bizarre narrative. Napoleon Dynamite, because of the geeky kind of quality of this girl. This Joel Patrakis, there's almost a Michigan filmmaking style that's pretty interesting and reflected in this. But Dinner in America, we're 99% sure that that's going to be on the 27th.
So those are two to look forward to, and I assume that more would be brought back for the upcoming Cinetopia Film Festival as well.
Oh, there's going to be a lot that come back for Cinetopia. Absolutely.
Very good. And you can be rest assured you'll hear all about it here on WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside Russ Collins for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. And beyond Sundance, did you have a good personal experience out there? I mean, was it just fun to go see all those movies and work through the whole thing?
Yeah. Well, I've often said that when you see more than two movies in a day,
it's work.
It's like work, which isn't bad. Many people like their work, but it requires focus and discipline and mental effort. And that's what going to more than two movies in a day. So there's worse things in the world than going to a lot of movies in a
day. Right.
That's for sure.
That's right.
But it does require some focus. So we're opening up the Academy Awards short films tomorrow. Animated shorts, live action shorts. Documentaries. Absolutely. You've got to go check it out. Last year's grand jury prize from Sundance is opening up Clemency. This is a film that's gotten a lot of really great buzz. It stars Alfie Woodard as a prison warden, and you want to go check that out again. It won the grand jury prize at Sundance. The Color Out of Space is a very elliptical, interesting film that we're opening up that stars Nicolas Cage in a very Nicolas Cage role, so that's something not to be missed. We also have...
That says so much. It's so broad and vague, but it says everything.
We got Rocky Horror Picture Show Sing Along, and then we have a really great presentation of the Gershwin Brothers, Porgy and Bess. This is the Metropolitan Opera production. It's being especially programmed with the University of Michigan Gershwin Institute. That's going to be Saturday.
So it's going to be screened live as it happens.
Absolutely. And then there's going to be a post-discussion. We got a great, great lineup of all the Academy Award-nominated films, so go check it out.
This is 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Sundance.